having to find another level or another gear for a game like tonight help this team actually play maybe some of your best hockey when you need it most?
Yeah, I think you know, the situation we've been in here for a while has probably brought out the best in us. So, you know, we've been, I feel like we've been in this type of situation for a while, so I think that'll help us. And like I said, it's brought out the best of us, and I'm sure it will tonight.
What is that what you provide for this team in this stretch, aside from obviously stuff with your pucks once in the game? You just brought as far as the mentality or just the atmosphere or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just confidence. I think he competes really hard. I think that, you know, we've been in a lot of different types of games, you know, high scoring, low scoring, lead changes, and you know, I think he's competed really hard. I think everybody has. I think you know, that's what's, you know, put us in a position to still be alive here. So you know, I think he's just been an extension of that.
So what do you think the power play needs to do tonight to execute on any chance that you might get to hopefully get a timely goal here?
Yeah, I think just be patient, take what's given. We don't have to force things, but I think the main thing is that's just that we're at work in their PK. I mean, we have skill, and I think that'll take care of itself, but we've got to make sure that we outwork their unit and give ourselves a chance to pull one in.
So even before this run, Mike Sullivan was kind of preaching to us, I'm sure he was to you, that you guys weren't eliminated until you're eliminated. Just how much has, you know, that mindset helped kind of keeping that throughout this run?
Yeah, I think that urgency is important, and, you know, we found it the last little bit here, so... we played, you know, good hockey. We don't have to change a lot. Clean up a few things, make sure that our details are a little sharper. But, yeah, like you said, we've been in this position for a while, and that's something that's been pretty clear. So, yeah, we just got to continue to play the right way here.
Drew helped generate two goals for you guys the other night. What's a bit different for him the past 2 months since he's maybe had a more regular goal in the line? Just what's clicked for him compared to maybe 6 months ago?
I'm not sure. I mean, his speed and the way he competes every night, I think, you know, that's a big thing with him. It's just, you know, every single night what you're going to get. And I think his speed allows him to create a lot. But I think just having that mentality, and I think the situation that we've been in with all of us, I think that, you know, just making sure that we compete, we leave it all out there. And he's been doing that. And, you know, it's nice to see him get rewarded.
So what kind of... to that point, what kind of tenacity or skill do you have to pull off that shorty he had on Saturday?
Yeah, just great awareness by him. Obviously, maybe a bit of a tired, you know, PP out there too. We've been out there for a bit. And, you know, to find that extra gear to make that move and bury it was huge. That was, you know, a big, big goal for us, and gave us a lot of momentum. So you need big plays like that. However you can get them, and that was a big one.
You guys have been in these games for like 2.5 weeks. How does that help as you approach this one tonight?
Yeah, for sure. We, you know, we've been in this mindset. We don't have to pick ourselves out of something or anything. We've been in a mindset for a while now that we got to win every game in front of us. And, you know, disappointing the result last game, but we got to make sure we energize and, you know, that we're right there. Of course, as it is right now, we're going to need some help, but all we can do is focus on ourselves and trying to win the game in front of us.
Is it easy enough to just focus on, you mentioned, to not kind of glance up and see what's going on at other games?
I mean, you can see the results from other games all the time and stuff like that, but it still doesn't change what we have to do. And, you know, we have to win the game in front of us. And we've been talking, having that mindset and talking a lot about that lately, that that game in front of us, can't control anything else, shift in front of us, the period in front of us, taking the small pieces and make sure we win every battle.
What have you guys liked about the way Ned has played? Or is it a battle? What is it that you guys really appreciate about the way he is in that?
Everything, I think. Like you said, the battle, the work ethic. He's been playing a lot of hockey, but I feel like as a team you recognize that. How much he's battling and how much he's competing, so it kind of feeds off to the rest of the team. You want to do well in front of him, and so yeah, I think that's a good word for it, battling and competing out there. I think it feeds off the energy for the rest of the team.
It's been November since you saw this national team. I think they were dressed in 7D, I think, in that last time you guys played.
Yeah, overtime loss, right?
Right, right. I mean, is it more about you guys? I mean, not that you don't look at tendencies. But.
No, but I think so. But you scout every team before coming into it. You know, they've been playing really well really since the deadline, and they were winning a lot of games. So we know they got a good power play. They got a good top line. So I think overall we gotta get to our game and focus on us. But you scout teams and you see tendencies and stuff like that. I don't think it changes throughout the season. We do every team kind of the same routine.
But it's more about you guys. Like, yeah, you got to take care of what
exactly.
You do.
So you know, we got to make sure we kind of re-energize after that tough loss, but make sure we come in hungry and desperation is there. But I think we can do a better job the last couple of games, keep our heads a little bit cooler. I think making the right decisions too, because you want to get in there and really. Yeah, be aggressive and be like kind of lean forward, and you don't want to lose when you're being too passive. So we're trying to tell ourselves to be on our toes and stuff like that, but maybe keep our heads a little bit cooler.